Hi, folks. It is Wednesday night at 9 p.m., a little bit after that, actually. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. Wednesday night at 9 p.m., you must be listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
How you doing, Becca?
All right. How are you doing today?
Now that I can hear you in my earphones, much better.
Oh, yeah.
Happy inauguration.
Yes. I'm kind of psyched.
How do you feel about it? Now, we watched it. I saw you all the way across the room.
I know.
We watched it in the same place with a couple hundred people.
Definitely.
That was pretty cool.
It was really cool.
Did you tear up?
No. I was too excited, I think.
Okay. There were some people.
My mom sent me a text message saying she was crying, though.
Oh. Yeah. How nice is that?
But my mom cries at car commercials. So.
How did you feel during Rick Warren's part?
Well, I was a little bit upset because Gene Robinson's part didn't actually make it on the air.
And HBO says that wasn't their intention.
Well, they said that it's actually the transition team's fault. But we'll see. Finger pointing will happen.
Well, they didn't. And I thought that there was supposed to be some big movement that when Rick Warren was speaking, people were supposed to turn their backs. But I didn't see it.
But we never see the protests on things like that. So check, you know, online. I bet we can find some protest information because I'm sure they were out there.
Well,
it's D.C.
Needless to say, we have a new president. And that spells some excitement. And we're going to be talking about that tonight. We're going to be talking with our guest. Our guest tonight is Mariah Hansen, who businesswoman, entrepreneur, and creator of the Dyna, which is arguably, not even arguably, it just is. We're going to proclaim that it is the biggest lesbian event of the entire year. And we're going to try to get you tickets.
Yeah, right?
Just like lit up. So we're going to talk about that with her. So we're going to be playing some music of some artists that will be appearing on the Dyna. Well, no sooner was Obama inaugurated, President Obama, excuse me, no sooner was he inaugurated than they updated the website.
Which website?
The White House website. So to reflect the new president. And it was unbelievable what's on there. It was just a few hours later, and if you click on the agenda page, you can see all of his positions on his support for the LGBT community. And it's like a whole...
Really? Is it the same as was on change.gov before?
I never saw that. I never saw that.
Oh, you're
so
on top
of
things, Ken.
Well, it starts out with a quote from Obama. President Obama, from June 1st, 2007, where he said, quote, "While we have come a long way since the Stonewall riots in 1969, we have a lot of work to do. Too often the issue of LGBT rights is exploited by those seeking to divide us. But at its core, this issue is about who we are as Americans. It's about whether this nation is going to live up to its founding promise of equality by treating all its citizens with dignity and respect." Pretty good stuff. And then if you keep going down the page, it says all of the different things that he's going to work on: expanding hate crime statutes, fighting workplace discrimination, supporting full civil unions and federal rights for LGBT couples. I don't know, civil unions.
Yeah, there is that little disclaimer that says we do not support gay marriage.
Yeah, there's that.
Which, may I roll my eyes audibly?
Yes. Do it.
I don't know how to make them make that noise anymore.
I promise everyone she's rolling her eyes. But there's more. Opposing a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage, repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, expanding adoption rights, and promoting... there's more. Promoting AIDS prevention, empowering women to prevent HIV/AIDS. And this is all on the White House website. And it was updated just a few minutes after he was inaugurated. So that's pretty... There's some bold, bold
but
stuff
on there. But it sounds like all of that was what was on the change.gov website when they were trying to plan the transition. So I'll be interested to see what actually happens.
Yes, that's what I'm curious about.
Politicians are always full of promises, and I think we always get excited about any little inkling of good news.
You're supposed to be the source of joy of this show, and you're being hesitant.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
I'm hesitant right with you. I was listening to NPR this morning, and they had a story about all the different reactions to the inauguration all over the country. And we're doing a story in a town in, I think it was Oklahoma, where they voted predominantly for McCain, not for Obama. And the folks there said, I don't support his views, and they all just kept citing gay rights. And it was just so interesting that even though it wasn't the hugest platform for him at all, it wasn't something he was out there so much talking about at all, it's still what people identify as a dividing issue.
Right. And it's just funny because there are people like me who are saying he hasn't gone far enough, and I'm bombarding him with emails, and right. their really, transition team is, they keep asking me to volunteer hours, and I keep saying, well,
do more, say more.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we're going to be talking about all these things and more with Mariah Hansen. So we are going to play some music of some artists that will be appearing on this year's Dinah Cruise. So we're going to start out right now.
Not that we're promoting Dinah Cruise.
No.
We're just letting you know.
Stating some facts about
Absolutely.
Some folks who will be on there. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Go, Becca.
No.
Go, Becca.
No.
It's your birthday.
I wish that I had just had a video camera.
I was dancing.
Who was dancing?
I was a go-go boy extraordinaire during that song. People just weren't able to see it. And I think that's a shame. I think it's a shame.
It's a darn shame.
More stories? You want some more stories? What? It was really impressive.
I mean,
I had moves like you've never seen.
That is a true story.
I should patent those. So picture someone dancing really well. And that was me for our listening audience.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so more stories.
More stories. I thought this was a fun title. Kalamazoo, Michigan. They passed and then they repealed a gay rights ordinance.
Yeah.
You want to hear about that one?
I do.
Did you see that
one?
Tell
me all about it.
6 weeks after passing an ordinance banning discrimination in housing and employment based on sexuality or sexual identity.
They changed their minds.
They did. City commissioners voted to repeal the measure. The unanimous move was not a change in position. So it wasn't a change in position, but an attempt to halt a move by a socially conservative group to force the issue onto the ballot in the next election. There's a whole thing going on right now with ballot measures and whether or not...
the whole system is flawed and should be thrown out.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a Facebook group. Reed, who is our doctor, our official doctor of the show out in California, started a Facebook group, Say No to Propositions.
Yeah.
So fighting against the proposition system. And we we're not able to get him to call in tonight, but maybe we can get him next week to explain that a bit. Because I'm a little confused.
Okay.
I'm confused by it because I'm confused if we're just fighting against the propositions because we didn't win.
Yeah.
And if we...
I don't know. I think we should probably not try to think too hard.
Yeah. Should I go back to dancing?
We might, yeah. I think you should. I think we might burn out the radio station if we try to think too hard tonight. So
I think we could burn down the radio station with those killer moves of mine.
They were
okay,
pretty hot.
So there was there was that.
Oh dear.
You're gonna have just really bad flashbacks to this evening. And then there was this other really cool story, staying in the political realm, that gay friendly state politicians, they're better off.
Are they? What do you mean they're better off?
I think
are they
emotionally,
better looking?
They're better
are they
looking.
More emotionally secure?
No.
Financially?
It says it's a study, a whole study, said which was released yesterday, showed that contrary to some political expectations, voting to support marriage equality for same-sex couples and opposing measures to limit marriage to opposite-sex couples has helped
Massachusetts senators.
Them too, but other politicians as well. So a review of votes from 2005 to the present shows that legislators who vote to end marriage discrimination for same-sex couples are consistently reelected. That's pretty freaking cool. So if
it
you're
sure
trying to...
Is.
It sure is. If you want to go into political office, you should know that you... should support marriage equality for same-sex couples, and you should oppose measures to limit marriage to opposite-sex couples. So that's just something people should know, and I think that brings us to a song.
It does.
Okay, here we go.
Love is but a song we sing, is the way we die. You can make the mountains ring, make the angels cry. Oh, the bird is on the wing. You may not know why. Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go. Fading in the grass. If you hear the song we sing, you will understand. You hold the key to love and fear, holding a trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command.
I mean, if that's not an appropriate song for
that was some old right school now, Indio Girls. That was almost as old as your dancing.
Wow. Right, that was a cheap shot. And yet, there we are. So those were the Indigo Girls singing, "Come on, people, get together." And the Indigo Girls, you know where they're going to be appearing?
Where?
On the Dinah.
Oh, do we have someone?
I think we have someone to talk about the Dinah. Guest, are you there?
I'm here.
Folks, please welcome to This Show Is So Gay, Mariah Hansen. Mariah, how are you?
I'm so gay.
You are so gay.
Welcome.
Okay, but now you have to sit and be quiet because we have to introduce you.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have to, like, listen and correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah, because sometimes we just make stuff up. So, folks, as we've been saying all evening, businesswoman, entrepreneur, and I say lesbian icon. Are you okay with that?
Well, that's quite a compliment. Of course I'm okay with it.
Okay, take it and run with it, I say.
Yeah.
Is the founder of the legendary Club Skirts Presents The Dinah, which it really is the largest and just the largest lesbian event of the year. Can we say that?
You can actually say it's the largest lesbian event in the world.
Wow. In the world.
And Ken's so excited.
Repeatedly.
We're going to say it all the time.
That's what I tell people.
That's what we're going to tell people, too. And there's just the roster is a little bit ridiculous, Mariah.
It is a little ridiculous, isn't it?
It's a little ridiculous. Tell everyone who you just added. Well, you got Katy Perry.
Gaga, Katy Perry, Margaret Cho.
Unbelievable.
Her, Indigo Girls. I'm also doing this huge comedy thing. So, you know, we have Margaret Cho. We also have Suzanne Wessenhofer.
Oh, my gosh.
And Aaron Foley and Gina Yashir and Jessica Kearson and Sandra Valls. And Kat Davis.
Now, if there are two people out there that don't know what the Dinah is, tell everyone what the Dinah is.
Well, the Dinah is the largest lesbian party vacation in the world. It's been going on for 9 plus 9 years.
That equals 18. I hate to admit that because that's how long I've been producing it.
I would run with that, too.
And it's just 5 days of celebration in beautiful hotels with beautiful women in bikinis. It's pretty wild.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm telling you right now, Mariah, Becca's trying to score tickets.
Oh, really now?
I'm just putting it out there.
All right, well, let's see how the interview goes.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Well, I'm
good
be nice
call,
to her.
Mariah. Mariah, happy inauguration.
Thank you. What an incredible time.
Tell us where you watched it.
Oh, I'm in my office practically.
Okay.
Running back and forth. I'm working around the clock right now.
Yeah, she's a busy lady. Come on.
I caught more of it actually last night when I went to bed.
And how did you feel?
You know, there's no army can withstand the strength of an idea whose time has come.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that is the best saying for Obama and for what's happening in the world right now. And I mean, he's almost messianic. It's really wild.
It's just unbelievable.
And it feels good. It feels good.
I mean, that
I think people are changing daily because I think we all feel much more connected than we ever have. And like we can work together.
Absolutely.
Like, yes, we can. I mean, he's really got it. And I think it makes everybody emotional.
I mean, people were already happy going into the Dinah, but I think this is going to ratchet it up to another level.
Well, and part of the reason that you called the lineup ridiculous, and I agree with you, it's pretty crazy. It's so over the top.
Crazy fantastic.
Absolutely. But here we are in this recession, and people are losing jobs, and
right.
And times are hard. And even if you're not losing a job, it's still stressful and scary. There's just such uncertainty. And the Dinah's this tradition, and it always has been. We've been through recessions before, and it does seem to be this event that's really important to the attendees. And I just decided, you know what? I'm blowing it out this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to give these women 5 days of carefree, unadulterated fun because they need it.
It's total escapism.
It is.
And that's awesome.
Great. Now, are there any men hanging out anywhere?
You.
Say the word, Mariah. I am there.
T-shirt.
Well, no, I have to tell you, I said this at the end of last week's show, that I would be infinitely more comfortable attending the Dinah than I would any gay male cruise. And this is,
I think a lot of guys feel that way.
Yeah.
And guys who come.
You
would feel very comfortable. The kind of guys that go to the Dinah are guys like yourself, that they love being around the girls, they feel comfortable in that environment. And they're having just as much fun as their friends.
Absolutely.
And plus, he looks damn good in a bikini.
Hey. Oh. Hey now.
He's wearing one right now.
I don't think we should, lesbians whose best friends are guys, they should not be able to bring their best friend to that event.
Absolutely.
I know. Well, where would Ken and Becca be?
Without Ken.
With separatism.
Right. You can't just have Becca.
No.
You can't just have Ken.
That's only, this show is kind of gay. With both of us, it's
sort
so
of.
Gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so this
you'd
is
be more than welcome. And you could get a pass, too.
Oh, man, I would. Well, this is why I would go.
Field trip.
I would take a field trip. This is why I would go and why I wouldn't go on a gay male cruise. I was looking on, a friend of mine posted pictures of his, a cruise that he went on Facebook. And I was looking at these pictures, and he had 40, 50 pictures up. And it's just a million guys with about 2% body fat, if that. And I'm in pretty good shape, Mariah. You know, I'm at the gym every day, but not like these guys. And so I'm curious, just in terms of body image, if you see some of the same issues at the Dinah.
Okay, before that, I answer that question, I just want to say I'm really impressed that you got through 50 of somebody's vacation pictures.
They were really pretty guys, Mariah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think this was torture.
It was research. I was researching for this interview, and they were really pretty.
I think that it's certainly an event where people are in bathing suits,
right.
And their January 1st becomes Dinah time, where and it's really true. It's this lesbian cultural phenomenon where the girls hit the gym.
Yeah,
it's 12 weeks to the Dinah, and they start working out, and getting in shape. But I don't think that it's the type of event that you would feel uncomfortable if you didn't fit a certain image.
Okay.
I really do believe that the way that we approach the Dinah, my staff's attitude, the kind of people that we hire, it feels like a really welcoming event to anybody who comes. And I just don't think people bring their attitudes to my events.
It just seems so much more inclusive.
It is.
Yeah. Now, what's your life like when the Dinah is actually going on? Are you able to enjoy it?
Can you relax at all?
Are you just all over the place?
I'm so type A, you guys. And I'm really hands-on, too. Like, I'm not that kind of producer that just sits back, and I'm doing stuff. I have to kind of tell myself to slow down and be more of a hostess, but it's so important to me that it runs well. And because it's only a once-a-year event,
right.
My staff's just doing it with me once a year. Nobody knows it quite like I do.
Right. Well, this is your baby.
I tend to be very involved in most aspects of it. Do I enjoy it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's the best job in the world.
I mean, this is your... This is your baby.
It's my baby.
Yeah.
And I feel really passionate about the weekend because I see it on so many different levels because I've been producing it for 9+9 years. And so I've seen the way that our community's changed. I've seen the way that Palm Springs has changed towards this group. I've seen the way that the world has changed towards the LGBT community.
Look at that.
And when you kind of see it contextually like that, where corporate sponsors were hard to get 18 years ago.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they're not now. And just on and on and on. I really see the event on political levels, on economic levels, on social levels. And at the very bottom, it's just one wild party. But it does have more significance than that to me.
Right. No, I think it, I'm sure that it has more, so you have to draw all these people. And I was really reading, there are many women who blog about the Dyna and
oh, really?
How much, oh yeah. Oh yeah. You got to Google the Dyna, Mariah.
Do you self Google, Mariah?
Do I?
Yeah.
You know, I have done that once or twice in my life, but not too often.
Okay. Well, you have to Google the Dyna, and it's really, there's some, there actually, yes, there's people who are looking forward to the party, but there are also so many different women who blog about how this is really one of their only opportunities in the year to interact with other lesbians.
Yeah.
It's really their that escapism and just encountering people in the community. You know, they're the people that are surrounded by lesbians in their daily lives, but there are certainly people out there who the Dyna is absolutely salvation for them. So it's really
right.
cool that you're putting that out there.
I feel that too. And, you know, we are very spoiled in more of the metropolitan pockets of the country. There's areas in this country where it's still just so not okay to be out.
Right.
Or where different facets of our community aren't interacting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really backwards in many parts of this country. And with the Dyna, you just get there and all of that evaporates because there's a common goal in mind, and it's to have a really good time. And everybody's doing that together. And when that weekend's over, it's kind of cool. I mean, I do think it really, it does change people because it's just so different from so many people's hometowns that they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you take time off? So the Dyna is over. And you know, yes, I got to plan next year's, but how much time do you take off?
You know, I...
Here's the type A personality.
Do you take vacation ever?
Well, now we're worried about the type A personality that you just jump in the next day and start planning the next year's one.
I have a hard time relaxing.
Mariah!
I really do. But I am absolutely physically exhausted after the Dyna, so I really can't even move for about a week.
I bet.
And I can't talk. You lose most of my staff lose their voices by Sunday night.
Now, have you ever sat around with your staff and said, you know what, I think next year the Dyna would be just amazing in Brattleboro, Vermont?
No.
Oh, Mariah, we're trying to bring more culture here.
Yeah, not
Come
a lot
on.
Of bikinis here. Not a lot. But parkas could be the next big lesbian
thing. I'm doing something called Dyna Idol where I haven't been booking local or regional talent because we've been really focusing on
important people.
And so I created Dyna Idol so that local and regional talent could get back into the Dyna. And it's a contest, a lot like American Idol. But what they have to do prior to it is send their video to thedyna.com.
Wow.
And people vote on it. And the top five actually get to come. They're flown out by Southwest Airlines and they play the Dyna. And there's this one video of this girl in a bikini in Minnesota.
Nice.
It's all snowing. She calls herself the White Rapper, and she does a rap about. And I'm not really sure if she's really a rapper or not, but
if you can't tell,
we should vote for her so she can get the hell out of Minnesota.
Oh.
And it's hilarious. It's actually one of my favorite videos. But
so is it too late for Ken to submit himself dancing in video form?
No, the deadline is February 1st, and Ken, if you sent me that, I would put it up.
Let me tell you, we were playing Lady Gaga before, and I was dancing to it. It was pretty good stuff.
He was.
Well, that's the theme of the Dyna this year. They're both girls are singing our theme. You know, that's the theme of just dance, just forget about your problems, and just dance.
It's yeah, with the way things have been going, that you can't really ask for much more than that.
But if you do want to ask for more than that, you should probably also try to kiss a lot of girls.
Huh. I guess there's a first for everything for me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That might be problematic.
No, my mom would be pretty psyched.
Oh, really?
Well, sure.
That you kissed a lesbian.
Well, you know.
Well, we could leave that part.
You and your details, Mariah. I was just on the woman part, and you just had to throw in all your type A personality details there.
Exactly.
Well, because I'm thinking, you know, the Dyna on the northern campus. I think there's like the Dyna colon snow bunnies.
I like
that. I'm just trying to get it up here, Mariah.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of stranded up here.
Yeah.
Someone told me we were so lucky because the lesbian community was so large in Brattleboro. And I just looked at them and I said,
compared
where?
To what? Compared to the White Rapper,
you mean,
in
like,
Minnesota.
Because I'm in the room.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, so tell everyone the dates of this year's Dyna.
It's April 1st through 5th.
It's coming up.
And you can find out all about it on thedina.com.
Now, who are you? I know you're not supposed to say who your, you know, your favorite artist is, but who are you just so looking forward to seeing?
Well, I'm going to really date myself.
Bring it on.
All right. It's always been my personal dream to book the Indigo Girls.
I would cry. I would cry if I met them.
Yeah. No, they're actually really amazing in person. And they're legends.
Ugh. I really...
love their music. And get this. Okay, my mom, who's like this 87-year-old hipster... I brought her to the Dina a couple of times.
Oh, so, nice.
Really?
Yeah, because if I book some talent I think she'll like, then she comes. She's really cute.
That's awesome.
And so I guess she found out I booked the Indigo Girls, and she's all excited.
Oh, I'm
so cute. So
I would flip out
here to see the Indigo Girls.
I seriously, I would absolutely flip out if I met the Indigo Girls.
Well, you need to come out. They're very, you know, they're incredibly personable people.
Yep, it's hard to be personable when I'm...
I don't know them that well. I've met Emily several times, and I love her. She's a sweetheart, but they're very gracious.
It's hard to be personable, though, when the one guy at the Dina is crying at their feet.
I think they probably love it.
They probably would.
What is going on? Is he trans?
And the one guy, and then the one octogenarian.
Nice. Oh, yeah. I would hang out with your mom the entire time.
Oh, she's a blast. Are you kidding? She's so cool. You'd have fun hanging out with her.
I think that if your mom and I hosted Dina Idol, it would
What am I getting, like, just...
You're a judge.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I might be distracted.
Wait a second. You're going to be off in the whirlpool. It's me and Mariah's mom who are hanging out.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you focus?
How do I?
Do you feel like... Do you at every given moment know where your mom is?
Oh, it freaks me out.
Because it's freaking me out right now.
Yeah, no. I write a little letter in the program every year, and I'm actually thinking of adding a sentence. Please do not bump into my mother.
I mean, yeah, and you can spot my mother because she's with that guy.
Yeah, because she's with Ken.
Yes.
We will get her to wear that This Show Is So Gay t-shirt, and she'll just wear it proudly.
Oh, she would.
Now, where is she? Where does she live?
She's in Sonoma.
That's a California.
In the wine country.
Oh, jeez, I got to get out of Vermont, I think.
You really do. You need to come visit.
It sounds very pretty there.
Yeah.
So, well, no, Katy Perry, that's huge. Margaret
Katy
Cho.
Perry is huge. You know, what's really cool is that Katy Perry is on tour. It started this week, and she's actually on the East Coast during the Dina, and she left her tour. She's here flying in with her band.
Wow.
And flying right out. Go back to her tour.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That's then, pretty cool.
Yeah, no, we're going to be that big one of these days.
She's a good deal. And then Lady Gaga actually, from what I understand, switched a date around. She was actually already booked on the date I needed her on, and just really saw the Dina as such a cool event to play that they switched dates.
I mean,
her tour.
I'm the dean of a college. I'm going to close down the college because I'm going to the Dina.
I think, yeah. I mean, to me, that's really amazing, though, because I'll tell you, you know, the booking's the hardest part of this event.
Oh, I bet.
It's really tough to get the artists, and when artists of that magnitude are saying yes to the lesbian community, it's really an incredible statement of just about how we've really arrived, because it wasn't so easy getting artists of that magnitude even 5 or 6 years ago.
Well, Mariah Hansen, you did your part.
I don't take no for an answer. I bugged both of them.
Really?
Yes, of course.
I think
type A thing that pays off.
You could take on Margaret Cho.
You think I could?
Well, I think that if anyone's going to book Margaret Cho, it's Mariah Hansen.
Well, you know, my good friend Paige Hurwitz, who's the executive producer of Last Comic Standing, helped me with that one. She booked Jessica Curson and Gina Yashir. It's going to be filmed for network.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Broadcasting, so... And apparently, I guess Margaret, you know, they're going to do kind of a reality show, kind of a thing where Margaret's walking around talking to the guests during the week.
It's going to be called Margaret Cho's Reality Show, : who's that guy?
Margaret Cho, Lesbo, Go-Go, and that guy.
Oh, my God, I'm going to be that guy. so
You're
excited.
Gonna be I'm excited.
Mariah, the lineup is amazing. We are just thrilled to have you on and wish you all the best with the Dyna. So tell everybody again, if they want more information on the Dyna, they should go to
TheDyna.com. Hey, Ken, guess what?
What's that?
Do you ever watch Workout?
Don't even tell me Jackie Warner's going to be on the cruise.
No, but her girlfriend during the last season, Brianna.
Oh, yeah.
She's doing boot camp Saturday and Sunday for anybody who does not give up on the workout regime during the Dyna.
Wow, I wish you just
and
saw his face.
I see that guy there.
My jaw is on the table.
Okay, that guy and Brianna.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe she'll let you lead it with her.
Yeah,
that
and, then,
would be
and
awesome.
Then Emily and Amy walk by, and I'm leading the boot camp and suddenly crying. It just doesn't look good for anyone, Mariah.
It's going to be fabulous.
It's just not going to work out for anyone.
Is there a dancing segment on the boot camp circuit?
No, anything goes.
Well, Ken co-hosts there will be dancing.
It's not like pretty. It.
Well,
it's
you know,
not...
we just want to let you know, Mariah, if there are any last-minute cancellations, you know who to call.
We're here for you.
That's right.
I like that.
Well,
and, you two are great. I think you guys should consider coming out.
I think we could even do, like, emergency evacuation notifications.
Ooh, I can do that.
Yes.
No, you guys, I don't like the sound of that.
Oh,
well,
no,
you
it's
know,
just preparedness.
Preparedness.
It's preparedness. In yes, case that guy's dancing starts throwing elbows and people
right.
get injured.
There you go.
We can help him evacuate. Well, you did well, Mariah Hansen. The lineup looks amazing. It is going to be just an incredible weekend, and we wish you just all the best with it.
And I love You're So Gay. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Mariah. We're going to play some Katy Perry, and if folks want to check out Katy Perry, you should be going to the Dyna. It's going to be me, Becca, and Mariah's mom. And then that blur that you saw run by, that was Mariah.
You're right.
With the clipboard.
Well, happy inauguration. All the best, and thank you so much for calling
thanks,
in.
Ken. Thanks, Becca.
Thank
Talk to you.
You
soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to, just wanna try you on. I'm curious for you, caught my attention. Yeah.
That was Katy Perry singing I Kissed a Girl. Katy Perry is going to be appearing on the Dinah. Mariah Hansen's The Dinah. It was such a pleasure to speak with her.
And we'll be backstage at the Dinah.
I really want to go now.
I know, but you would cry.
I would cry. If I saw the Indigo Girls, I would cry. Are you a big Indigo Girls fan?
I've always liked them.
I've always liked them. It's been since like sixth grade. It was when I was going, again, through that phase that we talked about with Susan Werner, where song number 5 was Love Will Come to You. God. I'm a little choked up right now.
For people who don't know, Ken actually judged full albums based on the 5th song on any particular CD.
It was Indigo Girls. The 5th song was Love Will Come to You. And Tori Amos, Little Earthquakes. The 5th song was Winter. And Susan Werner, it was No One Here But Me. It's all good stuff. Melissa Etheridge, I Will Never Be the Same.
I'm I'm wondering if this is...
I have some problems.
In the DSM.
You think?
You know,
the DSM-4?
Yeah, if there's
I bet you it's
a category
page,
called
on page
Ken.
5. Ken, page 5 syndrome. So I think it's that time in the show when I get angry.
Oh, jeez. No, no.
But I'm laughing
through
it. We've
broken this habit.
No. I think
we're getting hopeful in the last 15 minutes from now on.
Huh. Well.
Or not.
Yeah,
okay,
not
so we're getting angry.
So a study of LGBT students in the nation's schools has found that students of color are the most vulnerable. The study, which is called Shared Differences, the Experiences of Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Students of Color in Our Nation's Schools, was prepared by GLSEN. And we love GLSEN, and I'm just going to say that flat out, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, and you should go to GLSEN.org to check out all their great stuff. But this study documented the experience of over 2,000 LGBT middle and high school students of color who were African-American, Latino, Asian, Native American, and multiracial. And the study found that across all age groups, all the different age groups, sexual orientation and gender expression were the most common reasons LGBT students of color reported feeling unsafe in school, more than being a student of color. And it said that more than 4 out of 5 students within each racial and ethnic group reported verbal harassment in school because of our sexual orientation, and about 2/3 reported harassment because of gender expression. It makes me angry. We have to change these things. Why are you looking at me blankly?
We're working on it. We're working on
it. No, we're not.
I'm trying to stay positive.
We have to do something.
Will pass.
I think we have to go to the Dinah.
We do.
And change minds about all of these different things.
We need to get our little pink disco ball everywhere.
We do. Well, there's a very cool Facebook group out there, too, that the name of the Facebook group is, I'm going to get the name wrong, but
the
it's
show
about,
is so gay.
Well, yes, that's just an amazing Facebook group. But if you're looking for another Facebook group, to join, and who isn't, you can check out, a group is against using the word gay to mean stupid. And I think that if you just type in some of those words, you'll find this Facebook group. It's about 140,000 people in the Facebook group. And I think it's become so much more than that. It's become an opportunity for all these different high school kids and middle school kids, not kids, students, and older students to talk about LGBT issues. And it's pretty cool. So this I was reading yesterday, this one woman came out to her mom and was looking for support for that. Some people were writing about Katy Perry. It's very, I think it's just folks that are starved for an outlet. And I think it's because of stories like this that people need an outlet. So
I think more and more there are those outlets, though. I mean, thank goodness for the internet, because I can't even imagine coming out before the internet. I'm glad that I didn't have to do that, because it would have been that much harder.
Yeah, I'm looking right. I guess I'm looking weird right now, because I'm thinking, did I come out before the internet? No, I came out during.
Well, I think that it really helped me to have that resource,
Know,
without having to go into the library and try to find a book on what's going on.
Oh, sorry.
With me, you know?
Sorry, my mind just went to a whole different place going into that. Sorry. I'm going to just move on from that, but I was in the
library. I think we just learned something about Ken's history right
just
there.
Saying. Excuse me. My parents and Mariah's
if
mother are listening to this.
If you have any comments
right
about Ken's library experiences,
please give us a call.
Give us a call.
802-246-6107. But yeah, no, when I was in high school, it was before AOL was the biggest deal out there. It was Prodigy.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Prodigy.
I remember Prodigy.
And I absolutely talked with other guys on Prodigy in my parents' basement. God, my parents are going to be learning a lot right this second. And just interacting with other gay people. Because, again, at that point, it's not like it was that long ago, you know, 1994. There weren't gay people on TV. The only gay people were on TV. The only real one that anyone talked about was Matt on Melrose Place. And he wasn't allowed to kiss anybody.
Yeah.
I still remember that when he kissed someone for the first time and they had to pan away because they couldn't show him. So Prodigy was huge. And then I went to college in New York City and then it was fine.
Yeah, you got over that real quick.
Then I went to the library. And that was that.
Absolutely.
See, I didn't even really get that angry.
No.
That was fine. That was fine.
That was zen-like.
That was zen-like for the end of the show, kind of zen-like. So
that was the Ken Zen moment,
if folks,
brought to you by this show is so gay.
If folks are trying to get in touch with us, there's so many different ways to do it. Go to thisshowisogay.com. Send us an email at thisshowisogay@AOL.com. Join our Facebook group. There are hundreds of people in the Facebook group. And we vow that by the end of 2009... What are you looking at me funny? You're curious what I'm going
to vow. I'm wondering what you're about
by
to vow.
By the end of 2009, there will be over 1,000 people in that Facebook group.
Ooh.
We're only in January.
Hey, and we have a lot of exciting things going on right now that our listeners will learn about over time. But
yeah. No, there's,
we're getting featured on a few blogs.
Absolutely.
Reaching out to newspapers.
And we just continue to get just the coolest guests ever, like Mariah Hansen, who's
absolutely
just incredible. Next week we have famed, and he is just famed, fashion designer Michael Bastian is going to be on the show. And as many folks know, he is winning all types of awards out there. And by all accounts, is proclaimed to be the next Ralph Lauren. So he is gracious enough to be appearing on our show.
And we had Evan Wolfson last
Evan
week.
Wolfson,
if you missed it,
amazing.
Check out the podcast
out the
because
podcast.
He's amazing. And
Mayor Simmons, who the first African-American lesbian mayor of a major city in the U.S. in history, and she's the mayor of Cambridge, Mass., is going
My
to be appearing
old hometown.
On our show. She's going to be amazing. And Casper Andreas. There
we're
are
excited.
So many people. So many people. So check out our website. Join our Facebook group. Send us an email.
Buy a t-shirt.
Buy a t-shirt. You could go to Zazzle.com and type in "This Show Is So Gay" and you'll find our t-shirts. Get a magnet. If you're like, hey, a t-shirt, that's way too much of a commitment for me financially in these hard economic times.
And we're going to have tote bags eventually.
And we're going to eventually have tote bags. So that's pretty much it. It's cold out there.
It is.
We're going to go stay warm by going and being very gay.
Right, but we have crowds of people outside our studio that we need to go greet and meet and wave to.
Love to do a meet and greet. I mean, we're going to be on the Dyna.
Right, that is the biggest meet and greet. They're all there for us.
While you're over in the sauna and the hot tub, I'm hosting Dyna Idol with Mariah's mom.
Excellent.
Excellent. You don't care because you're going to be having fun.
I don't care. I'll be in the hot tub.
Oh, boy. All right, folks. That's it for us. It is Wednesday night. You've been listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. Have a very, very gay week, folks.
Have a so gay week.
Have a so gay week. Bye, guys.
Sure when I would see you again. Yours was a twisted